many people didn't really understood in Barcelona. He signed. He came from Sevilla. When he was 21, so he was. I would tell you that he's not shaped in the Barcelona Yale system. That's the main reason why he didn't make it in Barcelona. He didn't show exceptional abilities to play potentially for the first team, but he showed that he's a very good player. He played in 35 matches, so he played regularly, but he only scored 8 goals. And why he didn't score so many goals? Because he was the second option in his position. Jonathan Soriano was the top scorer of the second division, and obviously for him it was very difficult to make it in Barcelona.
Now, he's a striker, but that's quite a vague way of describing a player these days. Is he going to be more of a finisher, you know, that poacher in the box? Is he a creative time player? I mean, what can the fans expect to see from him?
Well, he's everything, but he's a finisher. He's a fast striker, quite good individually. He has a good instinct for goal scoring. And I would say he will be an excellent player for Sheffield, even if he's not a big figure. He's not a tall guy. And he is a typical tricky player. He likes to make use of cheating, diving, siding. He's a streetwise, which is quite common here in the continent.
Now, the player's agent has been claiming, obviously, that he's turned down offers from La Liga to come to England. I mean, has he got a good reputation in Spain? Are you maybe surprised that he has made this move to England?
Well, probably he had the interest of two clubs in La Liga, but I think that Barcelona has the idea of selling him, and probably the interest of these clubs were only to go on loan, while Barcelona has the idea of selling him in the future, and probably England now is the best market to sell a player like him, especially for a Spanish player, which I think now at the moment Spanish players in England have a good reputation.
Yeah, and are there deals to be done in Spain right now for English clubs? Because you look at a player like Michu, who scored goals in La Liga last year. He cost £2 million. He's gone to Swansea and he scores twice on his debut. With the financial issues, obviously, within some of the clubs and in the country in Spain, are there a lot of quality Spanish players available right now? And is there any fear maybe in Spain that teams in England or in other countries might start to look for these bargains?
Yes, I think now England is a very good market for these players. It's been proved that recently Spanish players, like for example Cazorla, who started really well, but also Cesc Fabregas when he came, Arteta, have the kind of abilities that I would say many English players lack. So that's the reason why I would say that, yes, some middle-class Spanish players would do really well in your country. And now, obviously, your country has the money to bring these players because, yes, financially, the situation in the Spanish clubs is quite dramatic.
And let's not forget who Cesc Fabregas made his debut against as a 16-year-old. Of course, it was Rotherham United at Highbury when he was 16 years old. Hey, Ernest, I suppose it's only natural that we're looking at Spanish players right now, given Spain are providing the most talented players in the world. I suspect that our clubs, maybe not even just Sheffield Wednesday, that others will look to Spain as well. Do you think that we're going to see lots and lots of Spanish players coming over, and is that going to help the Spanish team as well? Because you're going to see more and more young Spanish players maybe in the league getting a chance.
Well, now the market is in Spain now is starting to see some signings for abroad teams, which was not usual one decade ago. So it's been like a kind of explosion. And I think it has to do with Barcelona and the Barcelona factory and the successes, the international successes of Spanish football. I don't think the Spanish players are as so good now and so bad time ago. It's just this discovery that matches perfectly with the profiles. I mean, if you look a Yale match in England, you see that the profile of the kind of player you see there has nothing to do with the kind of player that it is shaped in Spain. Very technical, with technical abilities, tactically very intelligent. They play intelligent football, and probably this is what I think, at least what that's what we see from the international matches, that sometimes international football lacks, English football lacks. So I think it's, yes, complementary in some way, and probably in the next years, not only months, but years, we will see many Spanish players going abroad.
Yeah, we don't do intelligent footballers in England, unfortunately. I'm only joking. If there's any listening, Ernest, thanks a lot for speaking to us on BBC Radio Sheffield. It has been a real pleasure. So there you go, Wednesday fans. A bit of insight into your club's latest signing. And having lived in two of the greatest places in the world, in Sevilla and Barcelona, it's good to see Rodri completing the hat-trick today by moving to South Yorkshire.